on the bookshelf, where I keep some of my personal treasures, sits the cigar box with my grandmother's tango memorabilia, the box she wanted me to have. I reach for the tango box when I'm feeling a little nostalgic, a little lonely, perhaps. My ritual is the same every time. When I open the lid, each precious object gets a few moments of my attention. Right on top, the autographed photo of Gardel, El Mago, the magician. He really was handsome. A swatch of a faded, yellowy-orange satin, the remains of my grandmother's favorite tango dress. A long string of costume pearls that unravel almost to my knees. An empty bottle of Nirvana, a French perfume favored by dancers of tango's golden age. A tattered pocket-sized collection of tango poems and lyrics. Mansi, Exposito, Bisepolo, Contursi. And my favorite object, the one that I always save for last, the embossed card from my grandmother that reads,
Mi querida Guadalupe, como proclamó el poeta Homero Expósito, en la vida no es cuestión de saber mucho.
My dear Guadalupe, as the poet Homero Expósito proclaimed, in life, it's not a matter of how much you know. What's important is how little you allow yourself to forget. The tango is more than a music. It's a window to our collective memories. It has the power to pull two strangers together into one, to dance out their desires, to be great lovers and heroes, if only for a moment. The tango is also the glamour of the ballroom and the allure of the underworld. It's the opulence of Paris. It's the smoky darkness of a Buenos Aires café. It's a world of subtle metaphors that capture the melancholy heart. My name is Guadalupe Jolicourt, and I want to invite you to explore this pleasure that tastes so much of longing and of grief. This is the tango.
Je suis la brocha, la más agraciada, la más renombrada de esta población. Soy la que al paisano muy demadrugada, muy demadrugada, brinda un
Falcón, the little Argentine jewel, sang La Morocha. Composed in 1905, La Morocha describes an idealized woman, beautiful, submissive, and optimistic. This song and others like it satisfied the musical appetites of early tango lovers, most of whom were men. Life for these men was a constant struggle. It was dangerous, lonely, exhausting, and for most it held little promise of a real relationship with a woman. Immigrant men outnumbered immigrant women 50-1. The only intimacy these men knew was the kind they paid for. Men needed an escape. They needed to dream. And the tango was, and always will be, a music about need. But what the tango of the time doesn't tell us is what women needed. Maybe that's because all of the composers and tango lyricists were men. So we have some sense of what men thought of women. Are we curious to know what the men thought of themselves? Here are the words to Yo Soy el Tango, I am the tango, written by Homero Expósito. I am the tango master, born in the shady and vicious suburbs. Today in the salon I may seem sweet and well behaved. Don't believe it. I haven't changed a bit. I'm the same as yesterday. Listen to my rhythm. Can't you see I'm deadly? I'm the best dancer. Listen to my rhythm. I am the original tango, born in the Arrabal.
Milongo, nacido en los suburbios malevos y turbios. Hoy que estoy en el salón, me saben amansado, dulzón y cansado. ¿Pa' qué creer, pa' qué mentir que estoy cambiado? Si soy el mismo de ayer, escuchen mi compás. No ven que soy gorda, me quiebro en mi canción. Como un puñal de acero pa' cantar una traición, me gusta compadrear, soy reo pa' bailar. Escuchen mi compás, yo soy el viejo tango que nació en el Arrabal.
Yo soy el tango, I am the tango, almost an anthem to the boastful compadrito. The compadrito loved to brag, especially about all the women falling at his feet. But this was just a brag. The reality was that there were very few available women. The bordello filled an obvious need for the compadrito, and it played a very important role in the development of the tango. It was probably the closest thing to home these men knew. Of course, sex was prominent in the bordellos, but so was singing, dancing, card playing, and socializing. To enter this world, a strict set of codes was observed. The man was expected to dance up to 3 tangos with the prostitute. This was a prelude to the lovemaking, but it was also an opportunity for the prostitute to exercise her right of refusal. She was under no duty to follow through unless the man was a very fine dancer. It behooved all of the men to polish their steps among themselves before entering the quilombo. It was a common sight at this time to see 2 men working out intricate dance steps together on the street. The tango, a media luz, gives us a snapshot of the brothel as a haven from the alienation of the outside world. A voice from the past invites us into this private and alluring world.
Corrientes 348, second floor elevator. There is no doorman and no neighbors. No telephone that responds. Only the cry from the phonograph. The old tangos of my youth. A porcelain cat that won't disturb the lovemaking. Don't be afraid to call in the afternoon. Tea and crumpets. In the evening, tango and song.
Media luz, when the lights are down. My name is Guadalupe Jolicoeur, and you're listening to This is the Tango on CBC Radio and CBC Stereo. Argentinians often remark that el tango nació de los fondos más bajos. The most marginalized people gave birth to the tango. Immigrants coming to Buenos Aires from Italy, Russia, Spain, Germany, and Turkey couldn't forget what they had left behind. They brought with them the instruments of their homelands, bandoneons and mandolins. They also brought the familiar rhythms and dance steps of the polka, the mazurka, the habanera, and the waltz.
Sin falsía, grabados en la aurora que se fue. Si a veces el embrujo de la vida me dañara la senda de otro amor, la nostalgia de ayer me llena el corazón de pesar y vuelve tu recuerdo porque hoy te quiero mucho más. Solo ese cariño nuestra vida se alzó, pero cruel la muerte se llevó lo que con tanta fe soñábamos los dos. No quedó ni el pájaro cantor, que nuestro patio gris fue un ratito de sol. Cariño, nuestro nido se alzó, pero cruel la muerte se llevó lo que con tanta fe soñábamos los dos. No quedó ni el pájaro cantor, que nuestro patio gris fue un rayito de sol.
Francisco Fiorentino sang Homero Manzi's Ensueño, Illusion. The tango, like any music, tells us so much about the people who created it. In its early years, the tango told the story of longing and exile, of the hopes and dreams and the illusions of the poor. Like the waltz, the candombe is another dance rhythm very important to the development of the tango. The pulse of the African candombe informs almost every tango we hear, and although it sounds spirited and uplifting, the message is always typical tango, melancholic, tragic, and ironic. This next song tells the story of Negra Maria, a beautiful black baby born during Carnaval. Her mother dreams of the long white dress her daughter will wear on her 15th birthday. But even before Carnaval ends, Negra Maria dies, shattering her mother's dreams.
Bruna, Bruna, nació María y está en la cuna. Nació de día, tendrá fortuna. Bordará la madre su vestido largo y entrará a la fiesta con un traje blanco. Y será la reina cuando María cumpla 15 años. Te llamaremos Negra María que abriste los ojos en Carnaval. Ojos grandes tendrá María, dientes de nácar color moreno. Qué rojos serán tus labios, ay, qué cadencia tendrá tu cuerpo. Vamos al baile, vamos María. Negra la madre, negra la niña, negra cantarán para vos. Las guitarras y los violines y los rezongos del bandoneo. Te llamaremos Negra María que abriste los ojos en Carnaval. Bruna, Bruna, murió María y está en la cuna, se fue de día sin ver la luna. Cubrirán tu sueño con un paño blanco y te irás del mundo con un traje largo. Y jamás, ya nunca, Negra María, tendrás 15 años. Te lloraremos, Negra María, cerraste los ojos en Carnaval. Ay, qué triste fue tu destino, ángel de mota clavel moreno. Ay, qué oscuro será tu lecho, ay, qué silencio tendrá tu sueño. Vas para el cielo, Negra María. Llora la madre, duerme la niña, negra, sangrarán para vos. Las guitarras y los violines y las angustias del bandoneón. Te lloraremos, Negra María, cerraste los ojos en Carnaval.
Negros candombe, la fiesta está en lo mejor. La negra que fue alegría en todo baile anterior. Está sola y está triste, no la anima ni el bailar. Todos le piden que cante y su canto es un llorar. Negrito, todos me piden que cante. Y yo tengo una pena muy honda clavada en el corazón. Negrito, solo a así puedo cantarte. Los tambores te llaman y llanto porque no venderás. La negra casi alborota, pues muy triste es la canción. Quieren con el candombe alegrar esta reunión, mas la negra con su pena repite cual oración. Negrito, quieren que cante y sangra mi corazón. Negrito, todos me piden que cante y yo tengo una pena muy honda clavada en el corazón. Negrito, solo a ti puedo cantarte. Los tambores te llama mi llanto porque no venderá. Negrito, solo a ti puedo cantarte. Los tambores te llamemos porque no vendrá.
Mercedes Simone sang Negrito, and before that, Negra María. Her singing may recall the era of the 1920s, but there's something eternally appealing about her beautiful voice. There were many, many voices of the tango, some remembered, others forgotten. One voice that we will never forget is that of El Mago, Carlos Gardel.
Me gusta lo de parejo y no voy por la vedera. Uso joya lo pasera, calzo bota militar. La quise porque la quise y por eso ando penando. Se me fue, ni sé cuándo, ni sé cuándo volverá. Me la nombra la guitarra cuando dice de su canción. Las callecitas del barrio y el filo de mi cajón. Me la nombran las estrellas y el viento del arrabal. No sé pa' qué me la nombran si no la puedo olvidar. Soy desconfiado en amores y soy confiado en el juego. Donde me invitan me quedo y donde sobro también. Soy del partido de todos y con todos me la entiendo. Pero váyanlo sabiendo, soy hombre de Leandro Alén. Me la nombran la guitarra cuando dicen en su canción. Las callecitas del barrio y el filo de mi papón. Me la nombran las estrellas y el viento del arrabal. No sé pa' qué me la nombran si no la puedo olvidar. No me gusta el empedrado, ni me doy con lo moderno. Descanso cuando ando enfermo y ni pues que me sanar. La quiero porque la quiero y por eso la perdono. No hay piosa que orquí me encono para vivir amarga. Me la nombran la guitarra cuando dicen en su canción. Las callecitas del barrio y el filo de mi cajón. Me la nombran las estrellas y el viento del arrabal. No sé pa' qué me la nombran si no la puedo olvidar.
Carlos Gardel sang Milonga del Novecientos, a song reminiscing about life at the turn of the century. The folksy guitar playing revealed Gardel's musical roots. In the early part of his career, Gardel dedicated himself entirely to folk music, inspired by the minstrel Pasadores of Argentina. He, along with José Razzano, enjoyed considerable success as a duo, touring Argentina, Uruguay, and Brazil. Their life was not a glamorous one. Anything could happen in the dance halls. Knives and guns were prevalent. Gardel himself was taken out of commission for a month because of a gunfight. The bullet was never removed. In 1917, touring took Gardel and Razzano from Buenos Aires across the Rio de la Plata to Montevideo. In the smoky, crowded environment of the Moulin Rouge, a cabaret in the heart of Montevideo, Gardel heard Pascual Contursi, tango poet and retired shoeshine boy, singing Lita. This song grabbed his imagination and changed the course of his career. Gardel recorded Lita almost immediately, but changed the title to Mi Noche Triste, My Melancholy Night. Mi Noche Triste sold a remarkable 100,000 copies, and almost overnight, Gardel became the voice who would bring tango to the world.
Y espina en el corazón, sabiendo que te quería, que vos eras mi alegría y mi sueño abrazador. Para mí ya no hay consuelo y por eso me esforzo por olvidarme de tu amor. Cuando voy a mi cotorro y lo veo desarreglado, todo triste, abandonado, me dan ganas de llorar. Me detengo largo rato, campañando tu retrato, pa' poderme consolar. De noche cuarto me acuesto, no puedo cerrar la puerta, por ti dejando la vieta, mi ilusión que volver. Siempre llevo mi cochito para tomar con matecito, como si estuviera vos. Y si viera la catrera, cómo se pone cabrera cuando no lo veo a los dos. Ya no hay poner bulín, aquellos lindos frasquitos, adornados con bonitos, todo de un mismo color, y el espejo está empañado y parece que adorado por la ausencia de tu amor. La guitarra en el ropero todavía está colgada, nadie en ella canta nada ni hace sus cuerdas vibrar. Y la lámpara del cuarto, donde en tu ausencia se retira, porque solo tú has querido, mi noche te dice el hombre. Pero tanto que me amuraste, es lo mejor de mi vida, dejándome la herida. Y espina en el corazón, sabiendo que te quería, te volverás mi alegría y mi sueño abrazador. Para mí ya me consuelo y por eso me encurveno, para olvidarme de tu amor.
Thank you. milonga para recordarte, milonga sentimental. Otros se están llorando, yo canto cuando llorar. Tu amor se secó de golpe, nunca dijiste por qué. Yo me consuelo pensando que fue traición de mujer. Varón, pa' quererte mucho, varón, pa' desearte el bien. Varón, pa' olvidar agravio, porque no te perdoné. Tal vez no lo sepas nunca, tal vez no lo puedas creer. Tal vez te provoque risa verme tirado a tus pies. Es fácil pegar un taco pa' cobrarse una traición o jugar en una daga la suerte de una pasión. Pero no es fácil cortarte los tientos de un metejón cuando están bien amarrados al palo del corazón. Varón, pa' quererte mucho, varón, pa' desearte el bien, varón, pa' olvidar agravio, porque yo te perdoné. Tal vez no lo sepas nunca, tal vez no lo puedas creer, tal vez te provoque risa verme tirado a tus pies. Milonga que hizo tu ausencia, milonga de vocación, milonga para que nunca la canten en tu balcón. Pa' que vuelvas con la noche y te vayas con el sol, pa' decirte sí a veces y pa' gritarte que no. Varón, pa' quererte mucho, varón, pa' desearte bien, varón, pa' olvidar agravio, porque yo te perdoné. Tal vez no lo sepas nunca, tal vez no lo puedas creer, tal vez no te provoque risa verme tirado a tus pies.
Carlos Gardel sang Milonga Sentimental, and before that, Mi Noche Triste, My Melancholy Night, written by Pascual Contursi. Not only did Mi Noche Triste launch Gardel's international career, but it was also the song that changed the course of tango. The lyricist Pascual Contursi replaced the simplistic image of the tango protagonist with a more vulnerable and true-to-life character. This updated man focuses his attention entirely on the woman. The Argentinian journalist Jorge Montes conveys the essence of this single-minded pursuit. He writes, "She, the woman, the cause of all, constitutes the leitmotif in all insomniac distresses of tango poets. Ironically, women also turn out to be the universal panacea, the remedy for all anguishes, sorrows, and loneliness that the man has to go through during his life." From Mi Noche Triste onwards, the lyrics became more poetic, more complex. The sentimental nature of the newly evolved tango told a story that appealed to more Argentinians than ever before. After all, love, heartbreak, and romance were ideas everyone could appreciate, rich or poor, young or old, man or woman.
Acaricia mi sueño, el suave murmullo de tu suspirar. Cómo ríe la vida si tus ojos negros me quieren mirar. Y si es mío el arpano de tu risa leve, que es como un cantar. Ella quieta mi herida, todo, todo se ha olvidado. El día que me quiera la rosa se engalana,
te bendiga de fiesta con su mejor color. Y al viento las carparas dirán que ella es mía. Y loca la portada se cortará de su amor.
La noche que me quiera desde el azul del cielo, las estrellas celosas los mirarán pasar, y un rayo misterioso hará nido en tu pelo, luciérnaga curiosa que verán que eres mi corazón.
El día que me quiera no habrá más que armonía, será clara la aurora y alegre el manantial, traerá quieta la brisa rumor de melodía, y nos darán las fuentes su canto de cristal. El día que me quiera endulzará sus cuerdas el pájaro cantor, florecerá la vida, no existirá el dolor.
La noche que me quiera desde el azul del cielo, las estrellas celosas los mirarán pasar, y un rayo misterioso hará nido en tu pelo, luciérnaga curiosa que verán que eres mi corazón.
Again, Carlos Gardel, the beloved voice of tango, sang El Día Que Me Quieras, The Day You'll Finally Love Me. He was the subject of such admiration that he outgrew his early nickname, El Morocho, the Swarthy One, and became El Mago, the Magician. Gardel might not have been remembered today with the same fondness if he had been born a generation earlier. The burgeoning recording and broadcasting industries helped preserve the memory of Gardel despite his short life. Gardel's good looks made him a natural for films, and his singing and writing abilities made him the darling of the Latin American subsidiary of RCA Victor. Already the rage among the privileged classes in Paris, the tango became everybody's music when Gardel's recordings hit the salons and socials. Gardel's success opened the door for scores of orchestras, composers, and singers to make their mark internationally. Orquesta Argentina Bachicha, Eduardo Bianchi and his famous Argentine orchestra, and the true Argentine orchestra of Tano Genaro were just some of the many groups who made their way into Parisian cultural life. Here is Rafael Canaro's orchestra with a suitably French-titled song, A Montmartre. The singer is Carlos Dante.
Con tu bobor, colina de la locura, borracha de bandoneón. Si el tango mató tu calma, te trajo un alma con su emoción. Cuando cantan los 20 años, como un tango su ilusión. Y se agitan como alas que tuvieron el corazón. No hay nada inmenso para su vuelo, ni el cielo, ni el mar. Y amo madre desde Boedo, hay un paso de nada más. Muchachos, hasta el regreso, que los acompañe Dios. La vida no es más que eso, un día un beso y otro un adiós. No lloren la despedida, que no muere el que se va. Quien bien quiere nunca olvida, y al fin la vida lo volverá. Imploras a la gente que pasa caridad. El calvario pesado, su existencia angustiada, ha de pasar viviendo siempre en la oscuridad. Al sentir la moneda caer sobre el platillo, exclamas que la vida le conserve el Dios. Y agradeces alzando tus ojos sin brillo, la dádiva piadosa que es el pan para vos. ¿Cuántas veces a tu lado he pasado presuroso? Sin lágrimas a mis ojos, bajaron por tu dolor. Y una oración a la Virgen elevaba y le pedía, vencida con valentía, soportar tu sabor. Me han dicho que de niño la vista vos perdiste, sin llegar de este mundo lo vengo a contemplar, y que en densas tinieblas tantas penas sufriste, que siendo aún muy joven ser viejo aparentar. A tus ruegos me uno demandando justicia, pero a veces te envidio la dicha de no ver. El hambre y la miseria y tantas injusticias, que el que ha nacido pobre tiene que padecer.
El Cieguito de Montmartre, The Blind Man from Montmartre, performed by Le Célèbre Orchestre Argentin Francisco Alonghi. It tells of the misfortunes of a blind man begging on the streets of Paris. Before that, we heard A Montmartre, performed by Rafael Canaro y su Orquesta Argentina. The melancholy lyrics of these tangos reflect the huge social contrast that existed in both Argentinian and Parisian society in those days. Although the tango began as an expression of the lives of marginalized Creoles and immigrants, Soon it was patronized by the well-heeled sons of the Porteño oligarchy. These young men were drawn to the underworld thrill of slumming it in some of the shadier tango boliches. In the seediest neighborhoods of Buenos Aires and Montevideo, these young bachelors would hang around with tangueros, some even trying their hand at performing. Their privileged position in society allowed them to travel freely, taking the tango and its lifestyle to Paris with them. There they established garçonnières, the apartments they rented for their amorous ventures and self-destructive decadence that became yet one more home for the wayward tango. For the class-conscious Parisian, these puffed-up Argentinian playboys must have seemed like they were from another planet. Their bouts of extravagance caused the Parisians to coin the phrase, rich as an Argentine. The quintessential Latin lover and the most influential force in fashionable society was Ricardo Giraldes, one of the first Argentinian bachelors to arrive in Paris with tango in his heart. His presence was both alluring and repugnant to Parisian society. He and his contemporaries were the subject of more than one memoir or journal entry. Aristocrat Adri de Carbuccia describes the events at an infamous tea dance at the casino at Deauville, August 1913. The tango transformed conventions and scruples. Women who a few years earlier would not have left the house unaccompanied lost the fear instilled by their mothers and allowed themselves to be closely embraced by dancing partners who were often unknown to them. Tés dansants were the rage. Women of all classes attended. They paid for lessons from private dance instructors, Argentines, Brazilians, Frenchmen. Mature women also paid for a little love afterwards in some discreet garçonnière. In the same year, a seemingly befuddled Comtesse Mélanie de Portalais remarked, "Is one supposed to dance it standing up?" Learning the tango became a social requirement for the young debutantes and bachelors of Parisian high society. The celebrated tango dancer Infanta Eulalia of Spain and her entourage of Argentine dance partners were among the most desired tango instructors on the scene. The contempt these purveyors of the tango showed for their eager students was not always hidden. A member of the entourage was heard to say, "We love dancing with this ruined old French nobility." Jean Cocteau described the fevered obsession with the dance among the French aristocracy, summer 1914. Knotted couples, their shoulders immobile, performed the slow Argentine promenade. Fat gentlemen advanced on sliding little steps squarely in front of their partners. From time to time, they halted, turned, lifted a foot, and inspected the sole as if they had just trodden in something horrible. And on May 20, 1913, in a letter to the Times of London, an unidentified but clearly outraged peeress wrote, "I am one of the many matrons upon whom devolves the task of guiding a girl through the mazes of the London season, and I'm faced with the state of affairs in most ballrooms calling for the immediate attention of those in like case. My grandmother has often told me of the shock she experienced on first beholding the polka, but I wonder what she would have said of the scandalous travesties of dancing which are bringing more young men to parties than are needed. I need not describe the various horrors of American and South American dances of negroid origin. I would only ask hostesses to let one know what houses to avoid by indicating whether the turkey trot, the Boston, and the tango will be permitted." It's only fair that Ricardo Giraldes, the playboy, should get some sort of rebuttal. In his homage to the tango, Giraldes is rhapsodic about the beauty of the tango without apologizing for its darker side. The tango, creator of silhouettes that glide by silently as if hypnotized by a blood-filled dream, hats tilted over sardonic sneers, the all-absorbing love of a tyrant jealously guarding his dominion over women who have surrendered submissively like obedient beasts. First World War broke out in Europe, privileged Argentinians, for whom Paris was just a playground, returned to the safety of South America. And when the tango returned home to the Rio de la Plata, Argentinians from every social standing embraced the music and the dance like never before. The tango, that reptile from the brothels, slithered its way up into the most glorious mansions and the most opulent ballrooms of Buenos Aires. The tango was about to enter its golden age. If you'd like information on the music we've played or how to reach us, we're on the World Wide Web, www.radio.cbc.ca, and click on random sampling. Next week, on This Is the Tango, Part 2, The Dance Lesson, I'm Guadalupe Jolicoeur.